that things that are often
Burak, evet.
Yok.
Galiba ayrıldı.
Sen konuşabildin mi?
Konuştum. Başlatmışlar, açmışlar. Yavaş gidiyormuş, daha reklam falan yapmamışlar. Şimdi gittikten sonra daha sıkı ilgileneceğim diyor.
We fasted We broke our fast, we ate.
Evet baba.
We made a rather lengthy ibadet. After all that, we find a mirror and look at ourselves. Who are we? As we see ourselves in the mirror, we attribute ourselves all sorts of attributes. We say we are strong. Do you see that in the mirror? We see that we are handsome or beautiful. Do you see that in the mirror? We say that we are intelligent. Do you see that in the mirror? We say that we are believers and we are a Muslim. Do you see that in the mirror? What do you see in the mirror? I think you should look at yourselves in the mirror. I can't look in the mirror. Have you seen sometimes there are dogs which they put clothes on? There are monkeys which they put clothes on. Who are we? I mean, we do give ourselves all sorts of attributes. We cannot live without it. We say that we know things, that we are intelligent, and we are a doctor, we kill bugs, and we are a teacher, and there's another teacher, and he has been given orders to save people. I mean, we do things. Some of us, we write books. Some of us, we work in the Wall Street, and we help other people make money. Some of us, we work with computers to compete with the human mind. We do things. And there are many people, armies, in all the nations. I think somebody told me the other day the reason that the Greeks are in such a dire condition, because they have spent so much money on their army to teach them to kill, to destroy. We should thank Allah Ta'ala that at least we are not one of those who is preparing to kill and to destroy. How often do we ask ourselves who we are? What is the purpose of our being here? We say we are believers and we are Muslims. What is the characteristic of a believer and a Muslim? Do we have that in us? I mean, if we don't know who we are, if we don't know what we are doing, is that what we are supposed to do? How often do we think that that person you see in the mirror is going to last? We have seen people dead. Where is my grandfather? Where is my mother? Where is my father? Where are my friends? Many of them are dead. How often do we ask ourselves when we are going to die and what is going to happen after we die? Are we only that what we see in that mirror, who is in rags and you can see a face here and a hand sticking out here, that the rest of it is sort of covered with rags? Thank you. Allahu Teala says, "Men arafa nefsehu fakat arafa rabbehu." He who knows himself will know his Lord. And in an ayat when Allah Ta'ala says that I have created men and jinn, and he uses the word li'abidun, so that they worship me, but very often it is interpreted so that they serve me. And Hazrat Ibn Abbas says that li'arifun, so that they know me. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says only Allah knows himself. It is not possible to know Allah Ta'ala. He is the one in his mirage went and saw him and talked to him 90,000 words, and he says even he passed Siratul Muntaha and face to face with Allah Ta'ala and talk to him, and he says you cannot know Allah, only Allah knows himself. And then Allah says that the purpose of our creation is to know him. What do you know of him? Do you really want to know him? You say you believe him. How can you believe in someone which you do not know? The only thing which we know, and that certainly not all of us, but very few amongst us human beings, is that we realize that things did not come to be by themselves. The sky, the earth, the mountains, the plants, the animals, the microbes, the suns and the planets and the galaxies, and all these things which are given to us are somehow both made by someone and given to us. So few amongst us realize that. So although we don't see, we cannot know, out there is someone who makes those things and gives it to us, the goodies. Like the bank, like the ShopRite. Like the chickens out there who gives us eggs. Like the little farm which Habibullah has made, and today we have eaten cucumbers from there. That's the extent of our knowledge. But there is a book in Arabic translated into every language There is a perfect man who came to the face of this planet, and before him another 125,000 perfect men who have been inspired and given revelations and tell us certain things. They tell us there is a hereafter. There is a day of last judgment. There is a paradise and there is a hell, in which after the short life which we pass through here, we will stay forever. But nobody came and said that they have seen it. Blind faith. We do things which we want to do. We steal. We lie. We sleep with the neighbor's wife. Things which we want to do. And of the 12 months which we call a year, there is 1 month we do every day something which we don't want to do. We want to sleep. We don't sleep. We want to eat. We don't eat. We want to smoke. We don't smoke. We want to drink. We don't drink. We want to shout and scream and curse. We want to hate. We want to hurt. We can't. We prevent ourselves absolutely against our wishes. These 30 days is called the month of Ramadan. Absolutely against everything which that person which you see in the mirror would normally do. Does anybody remember, most of you were here last night, what did I say last night? I asked you, why do you fast? How can you possibly do this really quite hard task? Nobody is going to pay you for it. Nobody is going to say, bravo, you know, you're a great guy for it. Nobody is going to give you a medal. And if you don't do it, nobody's going to do anything to you. I asked you why and how you do it. Because no ordinary person could do it. What are you doing here? Look at you. No, a lot of people. No ordinary people would be here listening to such nonsense. Because that's what they would call it, nonsense. Stupidity, imaginary nonsense. What's happening? I said one thing which is not often known. We are not animals, says the Quran, confirms Rasulullah. Our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, was fooled by Shaitan al-Ayin, and Allah Ta'ala says to him, stay in the garden, in paradise, do whatever you want, eat whatever you want, enjoy yourself, but don't touch that tree out there. Besides that, anything you want is yours. And the liar came and whispered in his ear, and he said, you know, the reason that he didn't want you to eat from that tree is that if you eat from that tree, you would be eternal. And he did. One thing he did wrong, which the one who created him asked him not to do, and we are his children. And then in this blessed month we do exactly what Shaitan al-Ayn, our private Shaitan, the ego, the nafs al-ammara, doesn't want us to do. Day after day, hour after hour, for 30 days, to do something unnatural. On one side, which you don't see in the mirror, there is a you which is divine. Which is eternal, because that shape which you see contains something which you do not see, which is called your soul. no one is neither a believer or a Muslim if they are not aware that they have a soul. And the other one which you see in the mirror is the slave of his ego. And ego is not eternal, it's temporal. And ego is our enemy, and it is out to destroy ourselves. And that is the one which makes us steal and kill and cheat and lie and sleep with the lady's neighbor's wife. Most of our lives we are under the influence of our ego. But during the month of Ramadan, the soul dominates the ego. It's the soul who is fasting. It's the soul who is not sleeping. It's the soul who is praying. And the ego is put down somewhere where it cannot much intervene. So that is the time I said that one should look at oneself when one is under the dominance of one's soul. I did. I find a little, weak, humble, poor creature, totally in need. But at the same time, somehow, not afraid, in spite of it being extremely weak and humble and in need. That little creature has someone out there. Who is the one who put this soul in you, which is from his own soul, and he is not going to let anybody to do anything bad to you. He is not going to let anybody hurt you or kill you or leave you hungry or thirsty. That's what I felt. And I hope that during those few days which is left for us in this blessed month, where we are under the command of our ego, of our soul, and Allah says, when they ask you about the soul, tell them that the soul is under the command of Allah Ta'ala. I wish that you would work on that during the few days which is left, it certainly will strengthen your faith and your Islam, and maybe will give you an idea who you really are, which you cannot see in the mirror. Assalamu alaikum. That weak and miserable person is happy. He really has no worries. He is not afraid that he is going to lose his house or his job or his husband or his wife or his children. He's not really afraid of anything, in spite of being so little, so weak, so miserable. But now I am not fasting, so I am smoking my cigarette. At least I am able to talk to you. There are certain things in life like real dreams, for instance. Many of us, we dream a lot of dreams, which you tell me. A real dream is a dream which you never, never forget. I mean, all the details of it is always in your mind. But there are other incidents in one's life which one does not forget. Those are the real experiences. The rest, I think, is imagination. Past my bedtime. It really is a wonderful, wonderful time. Our religion is so beautiful, and we are so fortunate that it is left intact. Allah says clearly that He has made it an obligation for other religions to experience this ibadat of fasting. And I can't imagine how and why they let it go. But then there are millions, maybe tens and hundreds millions of Muslims who are not doing it also. May Allah Ta'ala forgive them and help them.
Amen.
Did I put you to sleep?
Stop.
No? There are babies who are not asleep. Anybody has anything to say? If not,
so late, Baba.
Not the time, not the time.
In yours?
Yes.
Yep. Not the time.
Stop.
Ask.
Ya galiba istişare ediyorlar.
Yeah, yeah.
Ne oluyor?
Opres ediyorlar adamı. They're oppressing him.
Birbirlerine konuşuyorlar.
Ask your question, please.
Konuşsunlar. Demek ki yok. Kalkalım.
Right. You decided not to ask?
No, no. I think Bob was saying something. Okay. The question that I would like to ask. In our daily life, we have people who are very humble and loving. They are very humble and they are very loving. And on the other end, we have people who are very arrogant and they are very proud of their arrogance. How a good Muslim remove that disease out of his heart, which has caused Iblis to be cursed by Allah?
You're talking about the arrogant one? Bazı insanlar kalbinde şefkat ve sevgi var. Bazılarının da kibir var. Hatta kibirlerinden de çok memnunlar. Kibirli olanın kalbindeki kibri söküp atmasına nasıl yardımcı olabiliriz?
Ne bu ses?
Bu Nuri'nin bebeği.
Huh. Wow. It's a very interesting sound. This question was asked, you may have been present Mutekabbir is the one of the names of Allah Ta'ala, and he says he wouldn't share it with anyone, and whoever attempts to share it with him, he will throw him into Jahannam. But then the Mutekabbir, the fake one, does not believe that anyhow. But the answer which I gave to the person is an answer which I said before, that my wife doesn't like me to give, but it's my sheikh who gave that answer for the proud. It suffices for him to know physiologically how he came to this world, from which part of his mother, in short. And also it suffices for him to think that's how he came from this world. And then how is he going to end? He's going to end being a feed to the maggots and worms and big ugly greenish black flies, which I saw in Bosnia when they dug up the graves of the people who were killed. Clouds of ugly, awful, black, green, yucky flies which come up. That's how we are going to end, and that's where we came from. When you think of that, how could that creature could have any pride? No other questions? Pride is such a horrible cancer that, for instance, what I just said now would not even enter into their heads. May Allah help them.